And I'll bring you a write-up on the celebration of World AIDS Day, written by Barbara Yakubu.
AIDS is an acronym for the disease called the Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. Although there are various versions as regards its origin, the HIV virus is strongly believed to have originated from Africa around 1940. Records also show that the first known patients of AIDS was from one of the countries in Africa in 1959, whose blood was thawed in order to find out the possible cause of his death. In the USA, the first recognized cases of AIDS are said to have occurred in the early 1980s. Other reports attribute the origin of AIDS to a crossbreeder between a monkey and a man. In Ghana, the first case of HIV/AIDS was reported in 1984. The AIDS virus is transmitted by the exchange of bodily fluids like blood, semen, vaginal fluid, and breast milk. Up to now, there is no known cure for the disease, so the people living with it are put on antiretroviral drugs, ARVs, to contain it. It is to, among other things, create awareness about the deadly nature of the pandemic that the World AIDS Day was instituted. The day was conceived in August 1987 by James W. Bunn and Thomas Netter, two public information officers of the Global Program on HIV/AIDS in Geneva, Switzerland. Following its approval, the 1st of December every year is dedicated to raising awareness of the AIDS pandemic caused by the spread of HIV infections. On this day, memorials are held to honor persons who have died from HIV/AIDS. Governments and health officials also observe the event, often with speeches, candlelight vigils, art shows, or forums on the AIDS topics. The red ribbon, a consciousness-raising symbol, is normally worn on such days. It represents the symbol of solidarity among people living with HIV/AIDS. According to UNAIDS, there are now about 3.4 million people living with HIV. In 2010 alone, about 2.7 million people became newly infected with the virus, including an estimated 390,000 children. Reports indicate that majority of people living with HIV and AIDS are in low and middle income countries. The theme for this year's World AIDS Day is Getting to Zero. After 30 years of the global fight against HIV/AIDS, this year the global community has committed itself to focusing on achieving three targets. These are zero new HIV infections, zero discrimination, and zero AIDS-related deaths. In order to meet the challenge of getting to zero, the global community is encouraged to work harder to achieve universal access to HIV prevention, treatment, and care.
That was a write-up on World AIDS Day.